The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that keeps rolling its way through history one day at a time. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're talking about one of America's most deeply held traditions, the one day each spring when children gather on the lawn of the White House to push around colorful hard-boiled eggs while the president feigns interest. The day was April 22nd. 1878. The White House hosted its first official Easter egg roll. Held each year on the South Lawn of the White House grounds, the public event is one of the oldest presidential traditions in U.S. history. It's now also the largest annual event held at the White House, with some 40,000 people attending each year. And while the egg roll was originally open to any local children in Washington, participants are now chosen from all over the country by lottery. The exact origins of the tradition are a little hazy. Some historians believe First Lady Dolly Madison was the first to suggest a public egg roll at the White House, but there's no solid evidence that anyone ever took her up on the idea. There are also stories of informal egg-rolling parties at the White House going as far back as the Lincoln administration. What we know for certain is that by the 19th century, egg-rolling was a key part of the Easter celebration for many families in the nation's capital. If you've never seen the practice yourself, it's fairly straightforward. Each player, usually a child, selects a hard-boiled egg that's been dyed and decorated for Easter, and then rolls it down a hill alongside the others, in the hope that their egg will be the first to reach the bottom without cracking. By the 1870s, the most popular spot for egg rolling in Washington was the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol, not the White House. Each Easter Monday, thousands of children who had the day off school would gather on the Capitol grounds and roll dyed eggs down the terraced slopes of Capitol Hill. However, not everyone approved of the activity. Some of the more curmudgeonly politicians began to complain about the abandoned eggs and broken bits of eggshell that were inevitably left behind each year, as well as potential damage to the grass from all that running and rolling. As a result, Congress passed a piece of legislation in 1876 known as the Turf Protection Law. Signed by President Ulysses S. Grant, the edict restricted the public use of the Capitol grounds, preventing any portion from being used as, quote, playgrounds or otherwise. The law went into effect in 1877, but because it rained that Easter Monday, no one wanted to roll eggs anyway. Then, the following year, a notice was printed in local newspapers, reminding families that egg rolling was no longer permitted on Capitol grounds. But at least one group of children refused to let the tradition die. And so, on April 22, 1878, they turned up at the White House gates and asked if they could roll their eggs there instead. The guards took the request to President Rutherford B. Hayes, and much to the kids' delight, he agreed to let them roll eggs on the South Lawn. The area had previously been set aside for the first family's private Easter activities, but with President Hayes' act of kindness, a new public tradition was born. Since its inception, the now annual event has grown increasingly elaborate, taking on new elements and customs over time. In 1885, for instance, the egg rollers made their way from the South Lawn into the East Room of the White House, hoping to catch a glimpse of President Grover Cleveland. He came down from his office to greet his young visitors, and from then on, egg roll receptions featuring an appearance by the president became customary. 4 years later, President Benjamin Harrison added music to the mix by having the United States Marine Band, known as the President's Own, perform live while the children rolled eggs. The event was such a big deal by that point that famed conductor John Philip Sousa even showed up to direct the band himself. He would also later write a special song in honor of the occasion, a jaunty little number called Easter Monday on the White House Lawn. Take a listen. As time went on, other egg-based games and activities were added to the White House schedule, including egg picking, egg ball, and egg croquet, though most of those fell out of fashion in the early 20th century. Surprisingly, one of the most famous aspects of the event, the use of spoons in the egg race, wasn't introduced until 1974 during the Nixon administration. To make the egg rolling easier for younger children, Nixon allowed them to borrow spoons from the White House kitchen to coax their eggs along. Another beloved tradition that started during the Nixon era was the appearance of the Easter Bunny. The idea came from First Lady Pat Nixon, when on Easter Monday, 1969, she had one of the White House staffers don a white jumpsuit and Peter Rabbit mask to shake children's hands as they arrived. Since then, the role of the Easter Bunny has continued to be filled by White House staff members, though there is at least one notable exception. During the Reagan administration, the part was played by Ursula Meese, the wife of Reagan's Attorney General, Edwin Meese III. She enjoyed the job so much that she kept it up for 6 years, earning herself the nickname the Meester Bunny. The White House Easter egg roll has been observed by nearly every presidential administration since 1878, but there have been some years when the event was canceled for one reason or another. In 1918, for instance, the egg roll was called off due to wartime food conservation efforts. The same was true for several years during World War II, and from 1949 to 1952, the Easter egg roll was suspended again during Truman's renovation of the White House. Since then, the event has been held almost every year, with the only exceptions being for bad weather and in 2020 and 2021 during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. Thankfully, the egg rolling fun has since resumed in recent years, including in 2024, when the American Egg Board continued its long-standing sponsorship by donating 30,000 hand-dyed eggs for the occasion. It seems that no matter what obstacles stand in its way, from health scares and world wars to inclement weather and legislative killjoys, this bizarre White House tradition rolls on. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to keep up with the show, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to send them my way by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Casby Bias for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.